B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now from ESPN, and he's brought to us by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit rothmanspine.com, Mr. Adam Schefter. Good morning, Schefty.
Good morning, Mark, Trey, Bob in Philadelphia. How's everybody doing?
We're good. We are, you know, it's that time of year, you know, Adam, where we, you know, we put our finger in the air and we say, ah, it feels like Jordan Matthews' season, where he could be coming back for his third stint. He was here reportedly yesterday in Philly for a physical. What's the latest on Jordan Matthews and the Eagles?
I won't surprise me. I don't think it's something they're rushing to do right now, but I could see that getting done maybe next week. They're on the bye week this week. They don't have to sign him this week for salary purposes. But to save an extra week, again, I think that's something that could get done next week, not this week, and that Jordan Matthews could be Carson Wentz's latest target, and he would be the Eagle for the third time. And, you know, they need to get some help there, and Deshaun really is not going to play again this year. Can't count on him to play again this year on IR, and I guess he could come back if they're in the playoffs.
Playoff run.
But, yeah, but you're not counting on that right now. And so they need to get some help at that position. So what are we down to? We're down to Alshon and Nelson and Matt Collins and maybe Jordan Matthews next week. And who else?
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Who I still think is going to be a good player, but he's a rookie.
He's a rookie, and I know he's trying to find his way. It's just crazy that when you combine J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Matt Collins over the last 6 weeks, they have as many catches as DeSean Jackson.
Again, they generate offense in other ways.
Sure.
Miles Sanders is catching footballs, and Darren Sproles is back, and he's catching footballs. And you got two tight ends who catch footballs. You can do it a lot of different ways. You don't have to have that wide receiver doing it. It would help, don't get me wrong. But, again, there are other ways that they manufacture offense.
Some other names that have been out there. Torrey Smith, the Eagles, supposedly reached out to. He said he's good in retirement land. But some other names, Gary Jennings Jr., formerly of the Seahawks, who was released. He's a former fourth-round pick. And also J.J. Nelson. Anybody else the Eagles could be knocking on the door of?
How about bringing back T.O.?
Oh, done.
Yeah,
all right. Adam Schefter reports. Yeah. All right, but in all seriousness, trying to help out this offense a little bit. I mean, we asked Donovan McNabb about T.O. on Monday, and he said, well, how desperate are you? pretty desperate.
Look, you know, you're trotting out names.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is, if you have to look to the street on November 6th for a wide receiver to try to contribute, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to have to rely on what you have. I mean, that's really the deal. It's just dressing, right? If they bring in a name, even a Jordan Matthews, he may be able to help some. But if they went out and signed any of those names, they claimed Gary Jennings on waivers from Seattle today, or they signed J.J. Nelson, or they signed Terrell Owens or Dez Bryant. You come up with the guy. Do you really believe that any of these people are going to make any difference in this season?
Now, here's the thing, Adam. 99.9% of the time, I agree with you. But with this team, the way those other two wide receivers, the fact that you don't have a third wide receiver target, and these guys have barely even been targeted over the last 6 weeks, just lets me know that they have disappeared in the offense. And Matt Collins had a penalty that took away a 20-yard Miles Sanders run on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It makes you go, what are these guys doing here?
Well, you know what? Maybe they have to play less three wide receiver offense and more two tight ends and more two backs and more different looks like that and rely less on receivers and plenty of strengths, which they're smart enough to know and smart enough to figure out.
Yeah. The other part is you don't see a max effort from Nelson Agholor, and you know Alshon Jeffrey, who did have a bad drop game, three drops this past weekend against the Bears. He's also playing with a calf injury that he's trying to gut through, so it seems like they at least need to make that depth, which I know is a reason they're going to look at Jordan Matthews again.
Well, and Alshon's got the bye week this week to try to get healthy, and you hope that helps him and he gets back healthier when they return to play the Patriots. And there's no doubt maybe J.J. Arcega-Whiteside can step up here in the second half and become something of a factor, more than he's been in the first half, which isn't saying much. And again, you've just got other people that are going to have to get the job done here, and that's just the way it's going to have to be for this team.
Schefty, I think the San Francisco 49ers have surprised many of us where they are right now. So looking past that, this NFC, do you look at it as wide open after them? Like, I went into this Chicago game saying, look, if the Eagles play well, beat Chicago, they can go 6-1 after that. They could wind up an 11-5 team, and then they're in the mix. Is that fair assumption on my part, or is this San Francisco and there's other teams and the Eagles, you know, are playing catch-up?
I look at the NFC as being a loaded conference, and I know that San Francisco is the lone remaining unbeaten team, and 49ers are going to be on Monday Night Football this week against Seattle. What great game, great matchup on Monday night. But what I would say to you is that I legitimately believe that there are six NFC teams. There'll be six in the playoffs, and any one of them will be good enough to make the march to Miami to go to the Super Bowl. Any one of them, because that's how deep the conference is. And San Francisco's schedule in the back half of the seasons is, I think, more challenging than it was the first half. And there's some natural stumbling blocks here. They play at New Orleans. They play Baltimore, a couple of other tough games, Green Bay. And so the opportunity is going to be there. The Saints, I think the Saints are the best team in the NFC. That's my opinion today. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, good luck to the team that has to go into New Orleans in the postseason and have to win there after their last two postseasons that included the miracle in Minnesota and the non-call in the NFC Championship game last year. I just think that that team is loaded. Now, I don't think they're that much better than anybody else, but I would give a nod to New Orleans. Saying that, San Francisco is really good. Green Bay is really good. Philly and Dallas are both capable. Minnesota's a strong team. Like, the NFC's got a lot of good teams.
Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, I'm curious to get the national perspective on this because, I mean, we see what Carson Wentz is throwing to throughout the entire season. We watch every snap and all that. When it comes to just a matter of leadership and motivation, you watch guys like Tom Brady, you watch guys like Aaron Rodgers, and you see them having those conversations, sometimes fiery on the sideline. When it comes to Carson, what is his reputation around the league right now in terms of a leader that's, you know, obviously the quarterback of the offense?
Well, I think I know where you're going with this, Mark, and I think that basically people wondered about his relationship with his receivers, and that's been called into question and will continue to be called into question. And I think leadership comes... I think it comes out of winning and production. And when you produce, there's different forms that leadership takes. Some are outspoken, some are demonstrative, some are quiet, some are withdrawn. Everybody's different. I don't think anybody cares who leads or how they lead as long as they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the national perspective on Carson Wentz still is that he's still one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. He's still a guy that you'd like to build around. If he's healthy, he's going to be producing. And if he's producing, they're usually going to be winning. Mm-hmm. And yes, again, we've heard all these rumblings about him and his relationship between his receivers, some of the guys. And yeah, I mean, you wonder about it. It's a question that just floats out there, but it doesn't, I think, influence the opinion that people have of him as one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Shefty, we've talked often about this offense, where it's gone since Frank Reich left.
Yeah.
How good of a coach is he? What do you see for, I mean, we see what Indianapolis is doing, but knowing the way you do, how good of a coach is he?
Well, he's done a great job there. And look, all you had to do is see on, I mean, just think about what they've done this year, right? You lose Andrew Luck on the eve of the season, and then Jacoby Brissett comes in. Jacoby Brissett's a good quarterback, but he's got them in playoff mode. And then they lose Brissett, and they replace him with Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Hoyer almost pulls the upset. If, you know, Adam Vinatieri has hit that field goal at the end, they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh in what's a tough place to play. And I think it just comes back to, well, it's really two things. Look, Frank Reich is a really good coach. I don't need to validate that any more than anybody else has. But Chris Ballard, the GM, does a great job, too. And he's assembled a lot of talent there. And between Ballard and Reich and all the other assistants, you know, two great young coordinators, Nick Sirianni, Matt Eberflus, both probably going to be head coaches at some point in time. They've got the right people in there. And they went through that ordeal with Josh McDaniels when basically they had an agreement and he changed his mind. And they turned that into one of the top coaching staffs in the NFL with great people all around. And they're all doing a great job this season.
Speaking with Adam Schefter, ESPN. So you mentioned T.O., and I know that's a little far-fetched, but one person that we saw on the football field recently that was active and looking good was the Cat from Monday Night Football. What do you think it would cost to get the Cat?
Hey, if that's what it takes, it's all hands on deck against the Patriots when they get back after the bye.
See that,
right?
Adam? Exactly. It's all paws on deck.
Yeah, all paws on deck. And so if that's what it takes, yeah, they could fit him under the cap. They could fit him under the cat, yeah.
Well, I see what you did there, Adam Schefter. You cracked a menu.
Oh, yeah. That's my great one-liners here on a Wednesday morning.
Finally, Ben Simmons scored 6 points the other night. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that was interesting. I actually kind of suspected there was going to be a nut like that. And, you know, look, they get Embiid back tonight, and Tobias is great. And Al Horford has been tremendous, hasn't he?
Yes, really he has.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really, really good. He's just such a pro in everything he does, and it's a great guy to have on your team, and he's done a great job for them. And, you know, Simmons will have nights like that. That's the way it goes. I'm sure he'll have a better night tonight. They play at Utah. Get Embiid back tonight. I don't know. Bob, what do you think?
I need to know who the MVP of your fantasy team is so far, Shaq.
Yeah, I got to tell you right now, I actually
Trae Young came back for you last night.
Yeah, Trae Young came back. You know, I'll tell you a few things about my team. Malcolm Brogdon is just very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. And T.J. Warren is streaky, good. He'll do some things where he just vanishes, and then he has nights. At one point last night, he was 13 of 14 from the floor and finished 15 of 18. It was incredible. P.J. Washington got hurt last night, but he's been playing very well for me.
You might want to pick up that former Villanova Wildcat, Eric Paschal.
Mm. Oh, he's already on my team.
Oh, Shefty, you're the man. Come on. Great minds think alike. Good job, Shefty.
By the way, he's been on my team for a week, went for 34 and 13.
Yes, he did.
23rd birthday the other night. Oh, no, fully aware of Eric Paschal.
Good man.
Loving him. and I hope he can just keep rolling and representing Villanova the way he has. He's rolling. Tristan Thompson's rolling for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took Drew Holiday with my first round.
He'll be all right. Just be patient.
Yeah.
Right now I'm referring him to as Rue Holiday because I rue that pick. I took him out of Kawhi and Pascal Siakam and Andre Drummond. So that's the one pick. The one pick that I'm really not really. I have Kemba Walker. He's been tremendous. DeJounte Murray, a little inconsistent.
Yeah. But that's him. Yeah, he's okay. Yeah,
you don't love him.
I like him a lot. I don't love him, but he's good to have on your team.
Shefty, real quick before I let you go, just we mentioned Jordan Matthews. We mentioned the Eagles might be in trouble if they're looking on the streets for wide receivers and stuff. Any other names the Eagles could be making phone calls for to at least try out over the next week?
No, I mean, like I said to you, you know, we're past the trade deadline, and if you're in this spot right now on November 6th looking for a seat, you're just not going to find much help. It's just that's the way it is at this time of the year, and it's something that's going to have to wait till the offseason, and they're going to have to make do with what they've got. And I told you, I'd be using more Dallas Goedert, more Darren Sproles, more Miles Sanders. That's the way to attack it. You play to your strengths.
I love it. All right, Adam Schefter, thanks so much for joining us. Always good. Breaking down not only the Eagles, not only the NFL, but Cats and your fantasy squad, my friend.
Go Eric Paschal. Keep coming, baby.
Adam Schefter, thanks so much, man.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.